Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the information you'll need. You can get the paper as a PDF in your email or as a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. Let us know what we can do for you, and we'll be happy to add you to one of those mailing lists. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to our podcast, go to podbean.com, search for Fulton County Gospel News, and become a follower. Find us on Facebook, Fulton County Gospel News Podcast, and also Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring. You can follow those pages and get a lot of good and biblical content. Today I want to read an article to you from the March 1989 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. The title of the article is What God Could Have Done and What God Did, written by Brother Eddie Gilpin. Many individuals enter into a study of the Bible with the idea that it cannot be understood by all alike. Since, according to this thought, that is the case, it does not really matter what one obtains from the Bible or how he interprets it. All that matters is that he obtain something and that he does interpret it somehow. Such a thought is repugnant to God's justice, discrediting to his inspired word, damning to one's soul, and further fuel for the fires of infidelity. Not only can the Bible say the same thing to all, but it must do so in order for it to be God's Word, 1 Corinthians 14:33. Not only can it be seen by all alike, but it must be, or else it is misrepresented. The idea of agreeing to disagree and I'm okay, you're okay, as far as spiritual matters are concerned, are masquerades of Satan that have originated in the halls of hell. One idea that contributes greatly to much misunderstanding is the thought that says, this is what God can do, therefore this is what God does. When this supposition is seen in the light of Bible teaching, the fallacy of it becomes clear. Several prevailing schools of thought in the religious world rest upon this invalid notion. The dogma of universalism has its foundation in this very proposition. The prevailing thought that God is too loving and too kind to allow anyone to be lost is the emotional appeal of this infidelic system. The reasoning behind it is that God is powerful enough to save all, that he loves everyone, and that he would not have any to be lost. All of these, of course, are true. Thus, the reasoning is that since God possesses the power to do this, that this is what he will actually do. When one allows emotion and desire to overcome reason and truth, he can so deceive himself into thinking this to be true. While it is true that God could have created man with the absence of his own image, Genesis 1:27, that he had the power to deny man the freedom of choice, Joshua 24:15, that he possessed the wherewithal to make man a robotic being that could do naught but the will of God, the question is not what could God have done, but what God actually did. God has the power to create this world anew and destroy it 1,000 times over, but he is not doing so. Although God possessed the power to pronounce universalism as a fact, the Bible speaks that he did not do so. Matthew 7:21-23. The precept of unconditional election is another plant with its roots seated in this idea. The proponents of this obedience-denying, Bible-rejecting doctrine have thus reasoned that since God has the power to save unconditionally, this must then be what he did. The fallacy of such thinking is again evident. Truly, God possessed the awesome power to pronounce salvation to whomever he desired, and by whatever means he desired. However, the question is not what God could have done, but rather what God actually did. Such passages as Mark 16:16, Acts 2:38, Hebrews 5:8 and 9 reveal the decision he rendered. The Lord made faithful obedience a prerequisite to the joys of the heavenly abode. Neither by this nor any other idea can man misalign and negate this biblical truth. The tenet of once saved, always saved also springs from the thought currently under consideration. Numerous are the times when denominationalists in debate have charged the members of the body of Christ with denying God's power by insinuating that if one falls, it is the fault of God. But notice again that the question is not one of God's ability, but of His choice. Of course, God possessed the power to pronounce that once an individual is saved, he would never fall away. Just as in creation, God could have denied man free moral agency upon his becoming a Christian. He could have taken the image of God, which allows for choice, away from him at that point. However, what he had the power to do is not what he actually did. He left man with the same freedom of choice after conversion that he had before conversion. Therefore, man can choose to abandon God and turn back to the world. Matthew 13:22, 2 Peter 2:20 through 22, and 1 Timothy 1:19 and 20. Further, the precept of faith only has its basis in this idea. Since a few passages mention faith as being essential to the salvation of one's soul, many suppose that since God had the ability to pronounce salvation at the point of faith alone, without any further acts of obedience, that this is exactly what he did. Once again, however, the question is one of action instead of ability. Even though God had the ability to establish a system of faith only, he did not exercise that power. James 2, 14-26. Rather, he chose to base man's salvation upon obedience to his word, Hebrews 5, 8-9. What he actually did was much different from what he could have done. Many more are the insidious doctrines of man that spring from such a thought as this. The power of God is truly an awesome thing. No man can limit that power. However, God has the ability to limit his own power. Whenever he does so, man must adhere to the limitations thus imposed by God and restrain emotion and desire from overcoming truth and reason. The only means of knowing the will of God is, of course, through His revealed Word, when it alone is considered without preconceived ideas, unrestrained emotional appeal, and selfish desires. Not only can one know much about what God has the power to do, but also what God has actually done. Thus, one can understand and obey that which God has commanded. Not only can one do it, but all can and must if they are to be pleasing to Him. All right, so again, that article comes from the March 1989 edition of Fulton County Gospel News, What God Could Have Done and What God Did by Brother Eddie Gilpin. Good article. I'm not going to add anything to it. I think he covered the bases well, and there's a lot for us to take from it. All right, so thanks again for listening today to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Again, if you want the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. It's always a free subscription. Let us know what we can do for you. Follow us on Facebook, Fulton County Gospel News Podcast, and also Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring, and subscribe to our podbean.com channel. Thanks for listening today, and I'll catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.